there was similar weather up in Tennessee at Bristol for the Speedway Classic with the Braves Reds series finale. It was supposed to happen Saturday night. Of course, it got delayed. Would they play like one inning before they fell, if that? So it continued yesterday at 1 o'clock, and thankfully a lot of fans did stick around. I do think if you are one of those fans that stuck around yesterday, if you are a kid or a human adult, you should get the day off today. Like, you should be able to skip work, skip school, even if it's the first day. That's my personal opinion there, because I saw a lot of kids in the stands, and you know some of them are starting school today, just like your kids. But the Braves did win 4-2. It was the Eli White game. Two homers, and he sent out the pace car. They had a home run car going around the track.
I love that, man. And I hate that you had the hiccups that you did with this event. I mean, we were watching the NASCAR race yesterday, me and some of my buddies that, you know, do the NASCAR fantasy group. And we're all like, isn't it just a NASCAR thing? Any NASCAR even close to being sanctioned event, obviously, which the Braves game was, that it always rains. Like, every single time that NASCAR tries to do something. This happened at the L.A. Coliseum 4 years ago. This happened at the Chicago Street Race. This happened last time Bo and I went to Daytona together to try to do the 500. Like, every single time you try to do something that is involved with a NASCAR track, there is rain involved with it, and it just always happens this way.
My very first Talladega race, very first time I went to Talladega, literally, they go to drop the green flag, and they're going, we're going to delay the start by two caution laps, and then it never started.
Yep.
And ended up being race the next day. I've been to four Daytona 500 weekends. Four. I've only seen two.
Which races is crazy, because in like the first 60 years of that race, there was like one rainout. Only one.
And
so it's crazy.
You got to see one of the colder Daytona 500s in history. Both of the Daytona 500s I actually stayed for were ended up freezing cold. I think it was the first year they changed the race to Labor Day in Atlanta years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. I went to it. Me and Amy went. Rained. Yeah. Like, I've probably been to 50 NASCAR races and probably experienced some kind of rain in half of them. I swear to you. It's like every year. There was one weekend in Atlanta Motor Speedway that it snowed on a Friday, rained on a Saturday, and Sunday was 65 degrees and sunny. Like, it's just NASCAR has the worst luck with rain.
Well, now, here's my question about this. Because the rain was such a debacle with the Speedway Classic, do you think they'll try this one again?
I genuinely hope so.
Yeah.
And honestly, what I would have done, and I'm not in charge of this for good reason, but what I would have done is I would have put a two-game series there. I would have had the teams be off on Thursday and Sunday and had a Friday and a Saturday game. That way you do have the option, if there is rain, to kind of push the series back a little bit. But it just seems like a lot for one game. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot. It's kind of like I said, NASCAR having the LA Coliseum race. They build a racetrack, and then they're there for, you know, one day. It's like, it seems a little ridiculous. But I think that there are so many opportunities for baseball to continue making cool events like this. It just seems like, just from an operation standpoint, that things got a little sideways, and so maybe you'd have some you have some making up to do with some of the fans that were in attendance.
I think it should be a weekend.
Exactly.
Like you. I agree. I think, but the whole weekend.
I get it. There's no, like, breaking news. There's not that many hotels in Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, wherever, you know, things are saying. So I get it, but yeah.
Well, and what's insane is if you think about it, Braves are now coming home. They're going to face the Brewers. This is the first time they've been home since before the trade deadline. I don't think they've played at Truist since July 24th. So it's been a minute since we've seen them here.
Yeah, and look, they're 14 games out of the wild card. So it's still in
I had to look at you to make sure that you were not being serious, because I was like, buddy, it's
hold on.
What are we, August 4th?
I tell you if we can get this kind of production out of Eli White, two home, you know, we're on our way.
Yeah.
I mean, bring on her, you know. Now, I had
the same thought about Michael Harris. I was like, thanks, Michael Harris. Thank you for knocking the cover off the ball at, you know, August 4th.
And look, we're obviously joking around, and we're having fun with it, because that's what. What else are we going to do at this point with this team? Let's have some fun with it. But, yeah, it was great. I'm glad the Braves won.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to pull for this team. I'm not worrying about a first-round draft pick in MLB draft next year and a draft that has like 800 rounds. And like 730 of the players never even make the big leagues. So I'm just not worried about it. And those numbers are a little bit off.
Got to take it day by day and not worry about the numbers, how far out they are from the wild card. I mean, we just can't look at those numbers anymore. Watch it day by day and just enjoy the day.
Well, and look, and I've told you guys a number of times, I want to know the things that are going to be happening in the next couple of months that are going to help the 2026 season. Hurston Waldrop was one of those. Michael Harris has been one of those. So I continue to try to look at it from that perspective and make sure that they're checking all the right boxes moving forward.
But, yeah, it hurt my heart a little bit when I had to release Grant Holmes from my fantasy team.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but guess what? I got an old Charlie Morton. I wonder how he did yesterday.
Well, look, I got to tell you guys about something one of my neighbors said over the weekend that I thought I was going to have to either leave or punch him in the face. Okay. Let's hear it, Dylan. And a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Before I get to the story with my neighbor, who is from Jersey, all right, and he said something that was very Jersey-like.
Cabs are here.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta figure out the location of where this statement originated that he says. But before I get there, I do want to say, because I kind of teased this a minute ago, Allie was talking about going to Naked Gun mm-hmm. over the weekend, it being a 90-minute movie. I took my kids to their first ever movie theater trip. First ever movie theater trip. We went to like an 11. We went and saw Smurfs.
Okay.
Yeah, which they didn't know much about Smurfs, but I was like, we got to get out of the house. It's raining. I'm about to lose my mind. We took them to the movie theater. They were great. Not only that, but the movie theater, we show up. There is 5 minutes of previews, and they started the movie. I was
nice.
Like, okay, smart on y'all's part. Again, Smurfs, 90 minutes. I was like, okay, this is excellent. Now, do I have any idea if they even knew what the plot was to the movie? I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe my son did. I definitely didn't. There was a lot going on with Gargamel and all the other pieces. I have no clue. All right. I'm a big fan of the Trolls movies. The Smurfs, I couldn't pick up what the heck was going on. But nonetheless, man, it was a solid outing. They ate all the popcorn, all the Skittles, everything. And my wife did bring candy in from the gas
nice.
Station.
Nice. That's like what you got
to
do.
I love it. That's what
I've done. I've
done it for life.
I might have actually spent more money at the concession than they did. But nonetheless, so we leave there, go hang out with some neighbors. We go to my buddy's house that's from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the third neighbor that's from Jersey, his name is Brandon, he shows up. And we're watching baseball on the TV. It's like the only sporting event that's on TV in the middle of the day on Saturday that we wanted to watch. And we're watching, I think, a Cubs game. And Brandon, in the middle of this, he's got kids that are younger than mine. Brandon says he can't wait till his son is old enough to go have a catch. Now, you're looking at me going, what's wrong with that? Do you guys call it having a catch?
No.
Isn't that what Kevin Costner says in Field of Dreams? You want to have a catch?
Dude, I was like, what did you just say? He's like, yeah, I can't wait to go have a catch. Have a catch. Then it hit me, he's from Jersey. I'm like, that must be a Jersey thing. My buddy Tyler, it's from Pennsylvania, was like, I definitely call it playing catch. I have nothing to do with having a catch. I've never even heard anybody say that. We go around the room, guy from Jersey is the only one that says having a catch. I was curious if any of y'all had ever heard anybody call it having a catch, because he stood 10 toes down and was like, it's called having a catch, dude.
I think he
– his thing was, you're not keeping score. It's not playing catch.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a good way to, like, legitimize it. But I've heard have a catch. Yeah. That is not foreign to me at all.
What? I guess.
No. Where did you hear
well,
this?
It's in Field of Dreams. She's right. It's in Field of Dreams.
Okay. I haven't seen that in 25 years. So.
I guess I'll give Allie some audio for tomorrow. I guess I'm a simp then. I'm a simpleton. Because I just – you only throw the baseball? I mean,
yeah.
I don't need to label it a catch or play catch or have a catch. I was like, hey, you just want to throw the ball? I mean, and then what you know, baseball? You want to throw the baseball around?
I do remember watching a Chicago Cubs broadcast one time, and they were doing a Father's Day promotion where you could pay to go out to Wrigley Field and, quote-unquote, have a catch with dad.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what are we talking about? It's not called having a catch.
Yeah.
And if you grew up and called it having a catch, I got to hear from you on the socials. Please, I want you to tweet me or the show at MPJohnson79, at 929 Morning Shift, and I want you to tell me where you're from or where your parents are from that taught you how to say having a catch.
Also, you might be the one with anger issues on the show, not me, if you wanted to
so?
Punch him because of this.
It made my skin crawl.
I mean,
I couldn't believe he said it. And I thought, okay, it's a northern thing. And then my buddy Tyler from Pennsylvania was like, Absolutely not.
It
I've
sounds
never called it that.
Like you raise your pinky if you say have a catch. Like when you're
I agree.
Drinking
tea. Sounds like you've never watched sports in your life.
Now,
me.
Are you sure that this guy's face doesn't make you want to punch him and he's saying that just kind of puts you over the edge? Or
he might be listening right now, so I'm going to say no.
If you're listening, do you have a – he's probably, like, looking in his rearview mirror. Do I have a punchable face? I don't know.
He's Will Ferrell. And separately. Is there anything I can do about that? It's just your face, man. Just your face.
Let's talk about it. We want to hear from you. We've got the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us. Is it called having a catch? I mean, I swear, in Field of Dreams, that's what he says. You want to have a catch, Dad.
I can't do it.
Also, I'm curious. It is rainy this morning, and it might be the first day of school for your little ones. How are they faring the bus stop this morning?
You know what?
They're not at the bus stop.
I think Kevin Costner had daddy issues in Field of Dreams.
I mean, that's what the movie's all about, dude. All right. And do you have any Falcons questions as we get closer to the first preseason game? 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That is next with the Morning Shift. Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.